This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There has been a lot of talk about a blockbuster trade here in New England the last week. And over the weekend, I was able to confirm it. Shime, big Pokemon trade happened on Saturday. Is that correct?
Huge. Huge.
Where were you?
I was at Barrel House Z, the brewery down in Weymouth.
Okay. Was it a scheduled Pokemon trade event, or
yep.
did you just randomly trade with somebody?
No, there was an event going on there, and I went with one of my buddies. Was like, hey, let's go. We can go check it out. I said, absolutely. Uh-huh. Came across a card I never thought I would have seen in a pristine 10, and I did everything I could to acquire it, and it worked out perfectly.
What did you get? What'd you get your hands on?
It would be an Electivire from. It was a pre-release card from the Triumphant series back in 2011.
Yes.
In a CGC 10, which I've never seen before in my life, and it's my favorite Pokemon. So I did everything I could to acquire that card, and now I have it, and it's tremendous.
I think you should become like a Pokemon influencer. I think that there's some money there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you already have like a name.
Maybe some food. At least free food.
You'd end up getting your own booth at these conventions where people would be asking you for your autograph.
Yeah. I need more inventory in order to get a booth.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Just bankroll it.
Yeah.
I don't quite have the bankroll.
How much was it worth, you think? How much?
The card? So I got the card at a value of $150.
Oh,
but
wow.
Looking, it's such a, there's such a low population on the card. There's only like, there
of
is
people
no.
people that like the cards?
What?
A low population of people that like the cards?
No. Just a low population of the card itself. Like there's none in the PSA grading scale. There's none that are a PSA 10. And so like the last five sales, Wiggy, were 150, 175, 350,
oh, wow.
820, and then 250.
So they're kind of all
over the place.
Can we have the Billy Madison, we are all now dumber for having heard that?
Sit on that thing, man.
This deal sounds Elliot Wolf-like in its execution.
Really. Yeah, I had to deal away some of my Mega Pokemon, and those are about to pop because of its return coming up in the next game. So that was kind of a bummer. But at the same time, I got a card that I am going to hold on to for quite a long
Excellent.
Time.
Excellent. Boy, that is exciting. And then you and your buddy got on your bikes and headed home?
Nope. Actually, we drove. It was really rainy and gross, so I made sure to drive.
Okay. Excellent. All right.
I picture a big booger flipper event down there. Just flipping boogers.
No, it was, you know, at a brewery. It's great. You could walk around, have a beer, trade some Pokemon,
get a
chat
PSA
with people.
PSA 11.2 of
actually,
the CGI card.
I actually met somebody from the Twitch chat there.
Oh, wow.
One of the vendors. Yeah, I know. Big time shocker.
That's like the 80 Olympic team.
I walked up to the booth because I saw a card that I wanted to trade for. He goes, you look really familiar. I'm like, I don't know. I've never met you before in my life.
Oh, yeah, right. You were like, oh, Greg Hill show?
No. I 100%
do you know from you know me from the Six Rings pod?
And then right before I was about to leave, he goes, what do you do for work? And I'm like, oh, I work in radio. He goes, I knew it. So shout out to Moose Soup and everything in the Twitch chat.
Oh, all right, okay.
Moose Soup.
All right. Moose Soup and everything.
Yep.
Yes.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. Yes, very nice. We're in a Reddit together.
No, we're just at an event.
Okay. We're going to get to the news coming up in a little bit. That includes the dumbest of the day. And there is a new high watermark when it comes to emotional support animals based on what four individuals in Louisiana tried to pull off over the weekend. So that is coming up along with the rest of the news. But let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, They Said It is presented every day by Ketch's Law. They are looking to honor those who built this city. So help Ketch's by nominating a hardworking hero, whether they build or drive or care for others in our city. They should be a hero, and Ketch's wants to take care of them. So just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And nominate them. Shime, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It?
Well, let's begin with Rory McIlroy. He won the Masters yesterday in a playoff against Justin Rose, and then was asked if this was the best day of his life, or at least his golfing life, after the win.
It's up there. You know, I'm not going to compare it to life moments like a marriage or having a child, but it's the best day of my golfing life. I'm very proud of myself. I'm proud of never giving up. I'm proud of how I kept coming back and dusting myself off and not letting the disappointments really get to me. I'm talking about that eternal optimist again. And very proud.
I mean, pretty amazing accomplishment. Puts him with just five others in the history of the entire sport. And certainly, well, I guess I would say in the 89 years that the Masters has existed as a major. But
you could say Shime has a point, because the other golfers let him dust himself off.
Yeah.
If there was another competitor that saw the double bogey, saw the, you know, the awful par five, what was 13, like, then he probably doesn't have a chance to win it.
Like, I look at Ludvig, who's, you know, relatively new to the tour, but had a chance, then bogey, double bogey to finish.
He imploded, though.
100%. Shot. Like, Bryson DeChambeau imploded in the middle of his round. Like, Scottie Scheffler just never pushed down the gas ever at any point. And so, like, it was just... Nobody. It felt like nobody really wanted it all that bad.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like...
Yeah, but
Rory,
you can't blame him for that. That's like saying that, you know, the Falcons choked away that victory against the Patriots.
Oh, they definitely choked it away.
Right.
Right,
I mean,
but the Patriots still had to make plays to win it.
Right, but the only way the Patriots win that game is Kyle Shanahan and Dan Quinn peeing down
but
the
you
legs.
Still,
like, I understand that there's an element of luck, but still...
He was able to overcome. I mean, there you have to acknowledge there's a ton of pressure on doing something like the career Grand Slam that has only been done by five other guys.
That's impressive.
And so he is dealing with that pressure. He hit that horrible wedge on 13 in the creek, and then overcame on both 15 and 17, Shime. When it came to approach shots, I mean, that shot on 15 was
that was
a huge shot.
But he had a chance to just end it all at 18.
Before we get to the 18, the 15, Greg, the greatness of that shot doesn't have the same weight because he missed the short eagle putt. If he hits that eagle, then he wins the tournament, and the final four holes are relatively quiet.
I think people are still talking about that shot, though, regardless.
Well, like, because he,
I understand
because
it doesn't
he
have
went
his,
for it yeah. and because of the position that he was. Yeah, I
understand what Curtis is saying, but it doesn't take away how impressive that shot was.
Yeah, when they go back and show, like, years from now, when they show highlight reels of former Masters, like, they're not going to show that shot.
Oh. Yeah,
because it didn't result
go,
in the eagle. Like, Curtis is right. It didn't
won't
result.
They go off of what Greg said? He's, forget it, who cares about the shots, but he's one of five guys that...
Six guys.
Yeah, cool. Great career accomplishment. I'm happy for you. Good for you. But you're still like a choke artist.
All right.
All right, what's next?
Speaking of Rory a little bit, he was paired with Bryson DeChambeau, and DeChambeau was asked what he said to Rory, and the information we got was a little bit interesting.
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing, do you know?
No idea. Didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah. So what was he? He tried to start a conversation about protein smoothies or like his what his lift was like yesterday.
I don't know. Just chatting up on the golf course.
And Ken Laird's like, loving this right now. Why? He just texted me.
What did he say?
A much worse choke with Scheim saying 3 days ago that Rory would never win the career Grand Slam. He's not
Ken,
giving up.
Hold on. Time out. Ken Laird said on this radio station that Joe Milton is better than Cam Ward.
That's He's not allowed to make about.
It doesn't matter. He's not allowed to make fun of anybody with bad takes. Yeah, I was wrong. Okay, big deal. Rory won. Good for him. Who cares? Ken was literally here, sitting here in Greg's chair, two Saturdays ago now, Curtis,
yep.
saying with you that Joe Milton is better than Cam Ward. Like, stop.
Yeah. I mean, yours just was proven like 48 hours after your lead, so that's why it looks so bad, I think.
I mean, okay, Courtney, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
But you
like,
never
it's
admit
not...
it. That's the issue I have.
Hold on, time out. What do you mean I don't admit it? There's nothing to admit.
I'm always told I'm the sensitive one. Like, I'm wrong every day, and I just take in stride. You, like, have to have a million reasons why you're not actually wrong. Yeah. You could have just come on and said, swing and a miss.
Hold on.
Friday.
Are the facts the facts? Yeah, I was wrong, but he's still a spoon. Like, he's still a tool. I don't, like,
but
that part
really
was absolutely
what the lead
right.
was. Right. The lead.
Please, I encourage you to go back and listen to it, because that's exactly
I
what
did.
It was.
I did. I actually did, yeah.
Yeah,
definite,
yeah.
Definite think move not to say anything at all the entire 18 holes when it comes to Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, that's a think move.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
One of six guys, though. Hey, I wouldn't mind being a spoon if I was only one of six guys. What was his accomplishment again? Grand Slam? Is that what they call it?
It's a Grand Slam win.
All right. I mean, one of six guys for a granny.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
I know you hear Grand Slam and you think breakfast at Denny's.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a Tiger Woods thing.
It's a different thing.
I prefer
also,
IHOP.
A question, how much does Rory's caddy make off of the winnings?
It depends on the arrangement. Some of them are paid just a flat fee. Some get a percentage of winning.
Flat fee?
But they make, they can make a couple hundred grand.
Oh, caddies, easy.
At least.
Didn't
right?
Scotty Scheffler's caddy last year make like $6 million?
Well, did he really?
Well, yeah, because Scotty won, I think it was like 28, and their agreement was something like, I don't remember the exact number, like 20% or something like
that.
Wow.
I don't know if Jim Nance mentioned it at all, but Rory and his caddy were best men at each other's weddings.
Yes.
Did he mention that at all, Curtis?
No, he didn't.
No,
God,
okay.
He fell to the sacred sod.
Did he mention his parents and everything that they did for him when he was young, Rory McIlroy, at all?
Sure did.
During that broadcast?
It's a little much.
His voice is still very soothing.
And that's why I hate Rory McIlroy.
Hey, Courtney, does your friend do depictions of the Hogan Bridge?
No, but that is her last name.
As a penis?
We could put that on the list of things
still
that she would.
For the golden
I know
ball.
We are waiting for that.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
One more golf quote for you here. So Shane Lowry spoke to the media, I believe it was Friday after his second round, and people wanted to just ask him about Rory, and Shane got a little mad, and he's kind of going full Colin Morikawa here. Here's Shane Lowry.
No, I'm not going to stand there and talk about Rory for 10 minutes. I'm trying to win the tournament as well, so I know that's what you all want me to talk about, but I've just had a finish. I've got a chance to win the Masters tomorrow. I'm going to hit some balls. I enjoyed every bit of today, and then I hit that putt in 17, and gee, I couldn't believe it. Thought I did a great hole in the one back, and then I just hit a very poor tee shot on 18, but, you know, I'm going to go, and, we talked about Colin Morikawa a few weeks ago. I think we need time. I think I need a half an hour now to sit there and gather my thoughts. I can't be coming to talk to you guys straight away. It shouldn't be happening. I don't agree with it. Tennis players have to talk to the media, but they have half an hour or an hour before they have to do it. I feel like we should have the same thing, and that's how I feel. Like I'm probably going to say something stupid. I probably already have said something stupid because I'm pissed off right now. So I'm just going to leave, okay?
I mean, I can't stand this take from these guys. Like, what is it? Like, go out there and do your 10 minutes and then head to your locker. Like, I don't. Like,
he's in his emotions. You need 30 minutes to calm yourself. I mean, that's what they do. That every professional sports level, they have the Stacey James
cooling down period
comes in and says, "Hey, listen, that's why we don't open the locker room right after."
Well, that's not. I mean, guys go out and talk. Drake May goes out and talks as soon as they.
Well,
get
some
there
guys are better at it. You want guys to be like Marshawn Lynch? I'm just here so I don't get fined. Some guys are better at being able to collect their emotions, collect their thoughts, and go out there and not really stick their foot in their mouth, where other guys say, listen, I'm probably going to say something stupid, so I need a little cooling down period.
The fans today, more than ever, want vulnerability. They want the raw reaction. And if these guys don't get it, it's okay, but the fans will never understand your side of it when you have to just wait 30 minutes before speaking to the media. And Courtney, I just read the story. The estimate is that Rory's caddy could take home $420,000.
Damn.
Not bad.
So that's 10%, right? Because his bag was 4-2?
Yep.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not
now,
bad
Johnny Cakes in the Twitch chat says, I would not give him a minute at 6 a.m. at the Beachcomber. So who am I to talk?
Oh. But Johnny Cakes is so sweet.
I don't remember that. I generally try to give everybody a moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have been the start of the show.
Some people are just different, Greg.
We're not talking about before the round. We're talking about after it, Johnny Cakes. Follow along.
I will do a post-show interview at the Beachcomber this year with Johnny Cakes right as soon as the show ends.
If I was a coach, I would tell my players that, hey, take your time before you talk to the media. Uh-huh. Collect your thoughts. Cool off so you don't say something. Because nowadays, I get what you're saying. People want the raw emotion, Curtis. But then again, sometimes when you give them the raw emotion, it ends up backfiring on you because you say what you feel.
But don't these golfers all shake hands with the person they lost to on the green?
Yes.
So they can't then. So instead, they don't punch the guy in the face that beat them. Like, God, you're an adult.
And my mom told me that the woman that Rory's wife was hugging, it was Justin's wife.
That Rory was hugging.
His wife hugged her as well. Right. But yes. Right.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, hey, I love the shine, but Courtney is absolutely right. I've been in the car since 6 a.m. You would not admit you were wrong. You said, yeah, but I kind of wasn't wrong. He almost choked it away. So you're wrong, and don't be such a hardo.
Hold on, Tim, did he?
Position yourself as an expert. No.
That's not how it works.
I was wrong.
Tim, it's a conversation. Here's the thing. When he was going down the stretch there on the final day on Sunday, did he not choke on 18 by bogeying 18? Did he not choke earlier by double bogeying hole 1 and hole 15 or 13 or whatever it was?
Yeah, but he won the Masters.
Okay, so now you're yeah-butting. Awesome, cool. That's great. It can go both ways, but nice try. Like, that's not how it works.
My gosh.
Have a great day.
That's it. I mean, the key is that
he won. That guy was very nice.
And he did something that only...
Seemed kind of like a hard-o to me.
Five other people have done, right, Greg?
People are insane.
Did you shake hands after you fleeced that dude on the Pokemon trade on Saturday?
It wasn't a fleece, Greg. It was a very fair trade, but I did shake his hand. He was a very nice guy. His name was Ben.
Was it clammy?
No, not at all. Why would it be?
Clammy and sweaty.
I mean, it might have been sweating a little bit. I mean, he's trading away a valuable card.
It was very cold outside on Saturday because of the rain.
Were you wearing Hugo Boss?
I am surprised that you spent $100 on that card, though, because
I didn't have to spend a dime.
Oh,
that's the whole point of the trade.
Oh, it was a full trade. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't spend a penny.
He gave up a couple of power zonkers. Is that what they're called?
No, I gave him a couple of mega Pokemon.
Mega Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he used the cash to reimburse his mom for the gas to drive him there.
Ha 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 ha. No, Greg, don't forget I drive electric. Don't need to pay for gas.
It's true.
Hey, okay. Anything else?
I got one more for you. It's sports adjacent, though.
Okay.
So there's a man by the name of Stephen A. Smith who may consider running for president of the United States.
Okay.
Here was Stephen A. when asked about it.
Okay. I have no choice because I've had elected officials, and I'm not going to give their names, elected officials coming up to me. I've had folks who are pundits come up to me. I've had folks that got a lot of money, billionaires and others, that have talked to me about exploratory committees and things of that nature. I'm not a politician. I've never had a desire to be a politician. I just signed a contract extension with ESPN. I am very, very
pretty
happy
good one too.
With my day job. I'm very happy with my bosses. It's a pretty damn good one. Just right. It's a pretty damn good contract. I couldn't be happier. media. But here's the reality. People have walked up to me, including my own pastor, for crying out loud, who has said to me, you don't know what God has planned for you. At least show the respect to the people who believe in you, who respect you, who believe that you can make a difference in this country, to leave the door open for any possibilities 2 to 3 years down the line. And that's what I've decided to do.
Huh. All right. Would you vote for him?
Yeah. I'd have to first.
Is he going to hear his platform?
Yeah, he going to lower my taxes?
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. He's going to lower my taxes if
is
he does.
Is Skip going to be his VP?
I don't know.
How pissed would LeBron be?
Maybe Shannon Sharp. Maybe that ticket.
Yeah, call me crazy. I don't want a president that's afraid of LeBron James being the president of the United States.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And the news with Courtney coming up next, including influencers in the news. And Coachella was this weekend. Curtis was there.
Oh, electric.
Apparently some at Coachella who let their phone eat first are outraged by the price of the food. So we will get to that coming up next.